Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I almost went a little deeper on the Boz Scaggs bumper music today, but I do like Lowdown, so we went with that. We are getting off to a strong start here on a Monday. You know, one of the things that we were trying to keep crosstabs on, Sue, is that some of us have off next week, some of us don't. I think Fred is off for Thanksgiving week. I'm going to be off next week. I think Sue will be here. Mike Elam is going to be pinch hitting, but we have a lot of time between now and then, of course, and another roundtable on Friday. You can always follow, of course, on Twitter at Mark Reardon KFTK. I was talking a little bit about Greece earlier today. Would love to have you on the Greece trip. We only have a few cabins left on that. You can find out more at defineddestinations.com or again at the top of my Twitter page. I have pinned that. Frank Mealy's coming up at the bottom of the hour. He is one of our good political friends in Montana. Old print journalist guy, used to run the Daily Interlake, but he writes about politics on Real Clear and has written books, and he's going to weigh in on some of the post-election stuff. And we have audio cut of the day. I never got to this. Did I ever play the audio of the kid in Chicago, the eighth grader? That's pretty good audio. That might be saved.
Wait,
for audio
which
cut
one?
Of the day.
Eighth grader? Of
you
the...
have this. Now, I think you heard the other one with the young girl that was interviewing Tyson. There's
right.
This kid in a class, I guess it's a middle school class in Chicago, and his class is having a conversation. I'm guessing it was, well, it could have been any day after the election, but his teacher's telling them how, you know, because he has friends that voted for Trump, that he's not going to be their friends anymore. A theme that has been in my life here the past couple weeks. Well, this eighth grade kid, black kid, just starts, you know, saying things that make a lot more sense than what his teacher said and really has a great response. So I'll get to that here in just a little bit. I have some friends in the studio with me this evening from Columbia, Missouri. There's some of the friends that still talk with me, Sue.
Oh, that's nice. So there's a few the proud.
Yeah, there's others in Columbia, Missouri that apparently are not talking to me right now. But Steve Watts is here. He is a professor at Mizzou. We go way back through a friend of mine, Cindy Schultmeier, and her husband, Steve, is also in the studio because they brought Steve Watts in. He's written a book called Citizen Cowboy about Will Rogers. He's written many books in the past, and he's with us in the studio this afternoon. Mr. Steve Watts, how are you?
Doing pretty good, Mark. Thanks.
What was the last book before Will Rogers? We'll get to that. Was the last book Hugh Hefner, or was there one before that or after that?
I think there was a couple. I think the last time I was here was for the John F. Kennedy book.
Oh, that's right.
2017
or But 18. It wasn't as interesting to me as the Hugh Hefner book, because for the Hugh Hefner book, you got to go hang out at the Playboy Mansion, and that, well, who wouldn't want to do that? But you did tell some really interesting stories about that, Steve, didn't you?
Well, I had some pretty good stories.
You were working, though.
Actually, I've got a good Mike Tyson story.
Do you? Please share. Please share.
2005 Halloween weekend, Mike Tyson is there. And for the festivities on movie night, Friday night, shows old movies, probably 100 people there. Cell phone goes off, which is like verboten. Cell phone keeps going off, keeps going on, middle movie, Hefner's looking around, everyone's looking around. Finally, we discover that it's Mike Tyson's cell phone, and he has fallen asleep, and everyone is too scared to wake him up.
Okay, that is
so
hilarious.
So we just let the cell phone go through the movie.
Understandably so, right? That is a good story, a good one here for this Monday. So I'll be honest with you, because I shoot straight. You know, Will Rogers eludes me a little bit historically, you know, the importance. I remember when I was a kid, references. Yeah. And Sue and I are roughly the same age, so we were talking before the segment. Don't know a lot about Will Rogers. Let's start with one of those basic questions of an author and a historian like yourself. Why focus on this guy?
Well, I'm a cultural historian, and all the books I've written have been about cultural figures. And Will Rogers was probably the most popular man in America from about 1915 to his death in 1935. Wow. He was a humorist, an entertainer, a writer, a movie star, a radio host.
Yeah.
And he was one of these people who just seemed to catch the public imagination, and just a tremendously popular person. For example, in 1934, after he became a movie actor, he was the highest grossing movie actor in Hollywood over Clark Gable and Mae West and Joan Crawford,
really?
I think. So, yeah,
that's
he's a multimedia
nugget.
Star. Yeah.
What was the appeal of him? Was he just a down-home?
Well, he was a country boy. He was actually a Cherokee Indian from the Oklahoma Territory, but he grew up on a ranch. He was a cowboy, and his shtick was to sort of make humorous commentary about American life as a country boy sort of come to the city. And
the format for that originally, was it radio? When he's...
No. He started off in vaudeville then Broadway shows, and then he was in the Ziegfeld Follies. And from there he got into radio first, and then the silent movies, and then the movies in the 30s.
But without... I'm not completely sure. Let's go back to... When did he start, Steve? 19...
Well, he started in vaudeville around 1910, give or take, and then...
If I'm not mistaken, I'd have to check with Elon, but I don't think the X, formerly Twitter, was around in 1910, right? So how does a guy like that who's starting on vaudeville kind of, you know, obviously when you have movies that come out and radio shows, but how do you start sweeping the nation like that?
Well, he's a really interesting guy because he was a kind of media revolutionary, because it's in the early 20th century... When you get mass market newspapers, he wrote for mass market magazines, phonograph records, the radio's coming into existence, vaudeville, Ziegfeld Follies.
So he's kind of a mogul, though.
Well, he had kind of a multimedia platform,
right.
He would say, and he's on all of them. So Americans encountered him often daily in their life. His newspaper column was in 300 newspapers around the country.
And when he was writing a newspaper column, was he more of a humorist, or was he trying to make some political points?
Well, both, actually. He often said that he didn't just make sort of stupid jokes, but he wanted to make humorous comments, that you'd be there with your friend and you'd kind of nudge your friend and say, you know, he's kind of right about that. So I think he was trying to make serious commentary using humor as a kind of means to do that.
Citizen Cowboy is the name of the book. One thing I want to mention here, Steve, you're going to be at the St. Louis County Library on Lindbergh tonight. What time
is that? 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
7 to 9.
So if you'd like to swing by the library and see Steve in person, these are always great events that they do there at the library across from Plaza Frontenac. So you can learn a little bit about this book, Citizen Cowboy. Is it out yet? Is it now
out? It is. It's out, and you can get a signed copy if you come.
So what kind of... you know, you went to the Playboy Mansion when you're doing a book on Hugh Hefner. In this situation, how do you do all this research?
Yeah, well, this wasn't quite as much fun as the Playboy Mansion. But, there is the Will Rogers Museum and Archive in Claremore, Oklahoma, which was right where he was born. And it's a really great museum, but they have all his papers there and all of his personal effects and letters and the like. So I did quite a bit of research there. And all of his newspaper and magazine writing have been published in series of volumes by, I think, it's University of Oklahoma Press. And his movies, you can still get access to on YouTube, actually.
See, and I don't even know, Sue, if you... I know I've seen clips of Will Rogers before, but I don't know that I've... I can't name a movie.
No, I just looked him up, and you'll say, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Right, because, you know, if they didn't show it at Channel 11 on the weekends when we were kids, we did not
see it, right? No, right, exactly. You know?
I understand. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
But he was a singer, too, yes?
Well, he did a little bit of that. He was actually an awful musician, but he tried really hard.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Well, you, I can imagine that, I don't know how much was involved in this book and the research, but there would have to be a fair number of family members that are still alive?
Well, there's only a couple of his great-grandchildren are still alive, actually, so not a lot of family members are around. But his papers were there, so that was, you know, that's the real gold mine for a writer.
But when you decide, you know, I don't know what the I've always find it fascinating if I talk to a musician about what the process is for writing a song, because everyone has different stories there. Directors, actors have different, you know, process. How do you start something like this? So you have to first talk about the subject, right? So you say, okay, Will Rogers is a guy that I'm going to do a book on. Was there an origin story for even making that decision?
Well, when I finished the Kennedy book, I was just looking for a new figure to write about, and I knew about Rogers. I taught about him a little bit when I, you know, my courses at Mizzou, mm-hmm. and I don't remember when it happened, but I thought, well, he's kind of an interesting guy, and I began to look into his background, and I think the last biography of him, serious one, was like 35 or 40 years ago.
Oh, that long ago.
It's pretty out of date, and so I kind of just circled around and wrote up a proposal, and, you know, that's kind of how you get the ball rolling. And
then forgive me for not knowing this. Are you still actively a professor at Mizzou?
No, I retired.
Okay, and I appreciate that. Yep. So that gives you a little bit more time. But then
no more time.
What do you, how long does this all take? And then how much, you know, research and writing do you have to do here?
Well, my sort of common time period for doing a book's about 5 years. So this one took about 5 years to do.
I could see that.
Usually do some research and get ahead of the game a little bit. And so I'd go do research and then come home and write. And then I'd go do more research and then write. And so you do a little research ahead of the curve.
Do you send what you write to anybody to take a look at it or not? I mean, not like our friend Cindy here. Yeah. Or I know an editor is going to take a look at stuff like that. But do you ever get feedback from family or friends, or do you?
Yeah, I have some family and friends. Well, like Cindy, and my wife, and I have some other friends and colleagues in town. And my agent read some of it, and my editor at Cambridge. And
it's just a process.
Yeah, it is a process. Yeah.
Okay, can I ask a dumb question?
That's my specialty.
Okay, good. Who is Roy Rogers and who is Will Rogers? and are they? They're not related, right?
Not related. No.
Okay.
But that's not a bad question, considering. Yeah, that's a good question, Sue. Don't insult yourself.
Well, because I get confused when I drive on the Will Rogers Turnpike. I think, Will Rogers, but that's not Roy Rogers.
No.
And
Roy
I don't
Rogers.
Think they have anything to do with each other.
Yeah. Roy was the TV star in the 50s with the horse Trigger, Dale Evans was his wife, and TV Saturday morning, if I remember correctly.
Okay. So.
But no relation whatsoever.
No relation.
Okay.
Yeah,
interesting. All right.
Yeah. Were there things that happened, Steve Watts, along the process of a project like this that kind of took you in a different direction than you expected or that were surprising in any way?
Well, you know, the one thing I didn't know at all when I started this project is that he was a Cherokee Indian. He was born into a family, a prominent Cherokee Indian family, and his father was kind of a big shot in the tribal government in the Oklahoma Territory. So he grew up sort of in a very different way from what I would have ever anticipated. So
then how did he discover his passion, if you will. Like, here I am. I'm a kid in 1975, and I'm listening to the radio, and I got my headphones on. I'm like, man, I'd like to talk on the radio and be a disc jockey. And that was where, you know, the origin of my dreams. But how do you, especially in an era like that, develop into what he became?
Well, it's kind of a strange thing. His father wanted him to be a rancher and a sort of a businessman rancher, and he was a cut-up and a show off and didn't cotton to that at all. And what he was attracted to was throwing the lariat. So he was a cowboy, a real cowboy, and he loved to throw the lariat.
Who doesn't love to throw the lariat?
I can't think of a person.
I was talking about that. Someone asked me what he can do tonight. I'm probably going to throw the lariat.
He eventually became a lariat artist and sort of starred in cowboy shows. And that's how he really got his start in show business. And later on, when he became famous, some smart aleck dubbed him the country's poet lariat. So,
But did he have an appreciation that he was? I'm guessing that he was a showman. That it was a lot of it was show business.
He did early on. I think he he's one of these people. I think had a kind of sixth sense for what he was doing at a deeper level, and I think he knew he was a showman at heart. And as his humor developed, he had a kind of sense that that was his calling card, I think, to fame and fortune.
Well, the book is called Citizen Cowboy, Will Rogers and his and the American People, not his, the American People. Stephen Watts is the author. He's going to be at the Public Library of Lindbergh tonight with the brand new book that is out. Are you already working? I'm guessing the answer is yes on the next project.
No, I'm slowing down in my old age, so I'm still promoting.
Take a break. Enjoy your time, Steve. That's what I would say. You've done so much. Name some of the books that you've written over the course of your history.
Well, books for the public. I've written biographies of Walt Disney, Henry Ford.
Yeah, Walt Disney. We talked about that a long time ago. That's a great story.
Dale Carnegie.
That's right, Carnegie.
John F. Kennedy, and now Will Rogers.
But you've also, if I heard through the lines there, you've also done some textbooks and stuff like that, too?
Well, early on, I wrote a couple of books for Johns Hopkins Press, sort of professional history type stuff.
Would you like to take a little bit of a leap into what's what people are experiencing on college campuses all across America with some of the, you know, when I went to Mizzou, I'll put it this way, I'm not trying to drag you into the politics, but I had professors in 1983, 84 that didn't like Ronald Reagan, and there were certainly things that were said in classrooms, but I feel like it's a different time right now with kids and with professors, Steve.
Yeah. Well, I think I can say with some safety that there's not a lot of happiness on college campuses, including Mizzou, with recent events, shall we say. So, well, if I may throw in, too, one of Will Rogers' best-known saying is he said, I belong to no organized political faith. I'm a Democrat.
That's pretty good. I love that. That is very good. That's a good quote. I like that a lot. All right. Well, get the book. Order the book. You can find it at all your sources. You get a signed copy if you go to the public library off of Lindbergh tonight. Steve Watts, thank you for coming in. I appreciate my friend Cindy Schoutmeyer and her husband Steve for, you know, hopefully you're charging them a lot for the limo service and the transportation. I would invoice them heavily.
Well, they're kind of providing security and all kinds of things.
It's good to see them, though, but I don't get to see you guys as much. You know, we would every once in a while hang out at a Mizzou basketball game. Yeah, and then, you know, COVID kind of blew everything up, and we've lost touch a little bit with even people we were close to because we got thrown off our rhythm. So it's great to see you, and it's great to see Cindy and Steve. Steve, good luck with everything with the book. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming in. Thank you. We got Frank Mealy coming up to talk some politics next on 97.1 FM Talk Plus, an audio cut of the day.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.